May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In a stable near town, the two of them sit at the small table in their apartment. She is living Christmases of long ago. She is not aware of this Christmas Eve. Her husband of 60 years is cutting up pieces of turkey and gently feeding her as she struggles to even quite sit upright in her wheelchair. Later, he will patiently remind her of who he is and who they are and that it is Christmas. Later, he will have the argument with her about her medication. He will point out the pictures of their children and grandchildren and tell her stories of their life together. Into this stable in the assisted living facility, Christ is born again and again and again. In a stable near town, a single mom and her two sons have worked hard to make it through another year. But they won't let the exhaustion and disappointment that has characterized the past months mark this day, too. They push their kitchen table and card table and a couple of TV trays together to make one big, if uneven, table. And they host a potluck dinner for Grandma and for neighbors who would otherwise be alone on this day. Their stable, with a makeshift table, is the dwelling place of God. In a stable near town, she is up well before dawn. Being a mom, Christmas Eve is always a busy day for her. But the cooking and gift wrapping for her own family are set aside for now. This day is about bread. She will spend the whole morning baking fresh loaves of bread for the local soup kitchen's holiday meal. She's done something like this since college, when she first baked for a church's Christmas dinner for the homeless. That year, she made some not-so-great sugar cookies in her college dorm. But the joy on a little boy's face when he took one of those reindeer-shaped cookies has stuck with her as one of the most beautiful things she's seen. Knowing that something she bakes can be a means of joy and comfort, even for those she doesn't know, it gets her up well before sunrise every Christmas Eve. Her kitchen becomes a Bethlehem, house of bread, where Christ is born. All throughout the season of Advent, all throughout the season leading up to this holy night, we at St. Stephen's have read from the promises of the prophet Isaiah. And we had visuals with us in worship to help remind us of these promises each week. A rake and a shovel to remind us of the promise of peace. Swords beaten into plowshares for planting food. A stump with a new shoot growing out of it, to remind us of the promise that new life can come from death and hope can come from despair. We had a waterfall flowing from our altar one week to remind us of the promise that water will come in the deserts of life and flowers will bloom in the wilderness. We had a simple crib to remind us of the promise that God will come among us in a little child in the most ordinary and human of ways. Tonight, Isaiah has one more promise for us. Tonight, Isaiah promises that the one who comes will be a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. is a whole lot of promise to be wrapped up in one tiny little baby. It's absurd to think about that. It's absurd to think that in a stable near town, the wonderful counselor comes first to be counseled by his young mother. The mighty God is in fact born in a place where lowly animals live and feed. The everlasting Father first comes as a tiny child, fragile, mortal, and in need of so much care. The Prince of Peace arrives as the subject of a powerful and violent empire. This final promise that Isaiah has for us seems to kind of have an absurd fulfillment, an unbelievable outcome. The God of all, born in the lowest of places. But as theologian and writer Fred Buechner writes, once we have seen God in a stable, we never know just where we might see God again. Once we have seen God in that stable, we never know just where God is going to show up again. If God is present in this lowly and least auspicious of all places, then there is no place and no time so lowly or earthbound that God can't be there too. Just when God seems the most helpless, God is the most powerful. And it's just when we least expect God to be there that God shows up. Once we have seen God, the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace, once we have seen that God in a stable, however absurd the promise might sound, we can know that we will see God again. God fulfills this promise spoken through the words of the prophet Isaiah, through the birth of Jesus. And Jesus continues to fulfill this promise by his birth in people of every time and place, by Jesus' birth in us, in assisted living facilities, and at makeshift tables, and in busy kitchens. Jesus is born again. In people of every race and nation and religion, like those gathered at that nativity, Jesus is born again. In our homes and our workplaces and on street corners, Jesus is born again. In food pantries and hospitals and homeless shelters, Jesus is born again. We honor and we care for the newborn Christ each time we see Christ's face in one another. Each time we welcome poor and frightened strangers from foreign lands, each time we reach out to help another child born in a lowly place, each time we take time to listen to someone whom we have wronged or allow another to speak about their pain even if we don't understand it, each time we give or forgive or reach out in kindness and understanding to someone else. Each time, the newborn Christ is born again in us. Each time, the prophet Isaiah's promises are fulfilled anew. When time comes to leave this place tonight, on this holy night, I pray that you might leave this place seeing signs of Christ's arrival everywhere, all around you, in each person that you meet, in each place that you go. And may you, from this place, help to bring the newborn Christ into the world. May you bring Christ's presence to others, and by your living, help to bring about Isaiah's ancient promises of peace and life and hope and joy. May the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace dwell in you richly this Christmas night and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.